What I really enjoy most about my early morning workouts at the gym is being able to watch multiple morning shows. I go to one of those gyms that have several screens, and all you have to do is plug your headset in to watch different stations. Of course, some mornings the news really isn't all that compelling, and quickly the news shows devolve into soft news and chatty conversation. Recently, one of the news shows reported on the attempted suicide of actor Owen Wilson. Frankly, Owen Wilson wasn't a name that I was familiar with. It was only after they named a few movies that he had been in that I knew who they were talking about. Owen Wilson, a blonde-haired actor with a boyish look who frequently plays in lighthearted films. Of course, attempted suicide is a serious matter. It's nothing to be taken lightly. Upon hearing the story, one is forced to wonder why a seemingly successful actor would attempt to end his own life. What interior demons must he be struggling with that he felt that the only solution was suicide? But what I've noticed is that morning shows don't like to dwell too long on serious issues. Rather, they attempt to move quickly from the serious to the lighthearted. Perhaps the producers believe that Americans don't want to be bothered with profound issues so early in the morning. So frequently, to move from one story to the next, the news anchors and the hosts drift into simplistic, folksy conversation. But I wasn't prepared for the comment one of the reporters made next. Honestly, I wish I could remember who said it, but always jumping from station to station, the reports tend to merge into an amorphous blob. One of the anchors thanked the reporter for the story. And rather than saying something such as, "How sad," or "We extend our best wishes to Owen," the reporter said, "We can only wonder how this attempted suicide will affect his career." I almost fell off my Stairmaster. How this will affect his career? His career? Not how will this affect his life? Here was a story about a man who was so despondent, so lost, so much in pain that he wanted to end his life, and the only thing the reporter could think to say was, "How will this affect his career?" The more I pondered the remark, the more I came to realize that it wasn't simply the reporter's lack of compassion. It was, in fact, a reflection of contemporary society. We are infatuated with the lives of celebrities. We press our noses against the windows of their lives and watch as they exhibit a parade of bizarre behaviors for our entertainment. What else can explain the endless procession of stories about which celebrity was drunk or arrested or appeared at some club with or without their clothes on? The inane stories about the lives of people we really don't know anything about seems insatiable. 10 years after the death of Princess Diana, her picture on the cover of a tabloid is still sure to increase sales because the media has promoted, and we've accepted, a form of modern voyeurism. We don't peek through closed curtains. We allow the long lenses of the paparazzi to give us peeks into the people's lives. It seems to me that society would be healthier if people spent less time thinking about the lives and behaviors of celebrities and more time thinking about our own lives. The Jewish New Year, which is just around the corner, calls us to stop and consider who we are, what we value, how we live our lives. Whether we attend high holiday services or not, we can still consider these questions, turn our attention inward, and look into ourselves a little more deeply. Our lives are made richer and fuller when we take the time to pause and reflect upon where we've been and where we are going, to think about what we value and the values that we hold. Shana Tova, Happy New Year. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.